Live, local, FM talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's live and local with John Potter and Jay Biggs every Saturday morning from 9 till noon. And in the studio with us, our guests, Steve and Aaron from Palace Jewelry and Loan. Let me hear you guys say, best I can do is $60.
That's all, yeah.
You got to say it in a disappointed voice, though, because it's like, it's like, man, I got to disappoint you on the price that you thought you were going to get. Then you got to perk up on what you're going to sell it for, though, right?
A little bit. Well, I asked these guys to come up with the strangest thing somebody has brought in to pawn, and it's one of those situations where they've had so many weird things brought in that it's kind of difficult to pick one, just one, for the radio. You said there was a bazooka once?
Not quite a bazooka, but a World War I M1 Garand that was serialized, dated back to 1941. Not a bazooka. It's actually a rifle.
Oh, a rifle.
Yeah,
you deal in that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The firearms, although they're mainly like recent issue, they're not like antiques, are they? Or do you take antiques?
Take antiques as well, yes.
Have you ever, let me ask you this, has anybody ever come in to pawn a sex toy?
John and his sex toy.
No, I'm curious.
Oh, several times, yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's not something we take, though, fellas.
Did you give him a deal, though?
No.
Oh, my God. You never know.
Nice. What's clever. Gonna... That was clever. Give me that one.
That was clever. That was...
You never know what's going to come in the door.
Anyway, well, so let's maybe transfer over to solar. It seems like a better topic. Right,
let me, before we do, what makes you guys better than any other pawn shop in town? We have a lot of pawn shops in town. What makes Palace Jewelry and Loan better or different?
Well, one thing that's different is we're one of the last of the locally owned pawn companies in town. Everywhere else has gone corporate, meaning it's no longer here locally. We've been around since 1958, and we really connect with the community and our local customers, as well as we get a lot of that downtown customers that come from Sacramento, the Bay Area. So it's kind of a touristy spot as well. We're right across from the Silver Legacy. So we definitely offer a very unique experience to customers when they come in. And our staff is just absolutely phenomenal. The most friendly staff you'll meet.
You give pretty good deals. I walked into one of your competitors asking for change for a dollar, and they said the best they could do was 75 cents. Now that, that I thought was... just out of hand. How can people get top dollar? Can you give us some behind-the-counter pawn shop tips of how a person can get top dollar? There's a way to do it, isn't there? The way you present it or what?
You know, honestly, I mean, it's like selling anything. You know, people are bringing it in to sell or to borrow against. You want it to look, the best that it can be. Obviously, in great working condition. And you know about your product. That at times, if it's something we don't know about, which is rare, mm-hmm. it can help us, provide what the customer needs. So
I saw a sign at one shop that said prices subject to change according to customer's attitude. No, I really saw that. Truth to that?
No. We try to give everybody top dollar, you know, when it makes sense for both parties, the business and the customer. But no, we really pride ourselves in giving the best customer service possible.
You guys weren't around. Maybe Jory Mack can tell the story, but I remember, was it 1979 or New Year's Day or New Year's Eve 1980? Big riot downtown.
Oh yeah.
And the next morning, the Palace Jewelry and Loan windows, all of them were smashed. I don't know if anything was stolen from there or anything. It was really sad to see all the windows boarded up. It was crazy. And my wife at the time and I were just going to go downtown and celebrate New Year's Eve. and we park at the First Interstate parking garage, which is now the City Hall building.
Right.
And we're walking around the corner. I said, boy, that smells weird. There's something. What smells in the air? It was tear gas. And we round the corner, and I'd never seen a scene like this. People screaming and going crazy and throwing big rocks at the police. They were all drunk, you know. I think that's one of the reasons they cut down on the walking around with a glass in your hand out there. But Palace Jewelry and Loan really took the brunt of that. You guys weren't around then, were you? That's another old man story for me.
Not around.
I was around, but I don't... Yeah, I was not old enough to recall.
Somebody told me you were selling, like, political items. I don't know. That's what somebody told me. I mean, collectibles, political campaign collectibles?
Not to my knowledge.
Ah, they lied. Well, congratulations. Jory Mack became a father yesterday.
Last night.
Yes. Had a baby. Now, what is this spinoff into solar? You're into the solar.
Yeah, let's talk about this, because this is like, how did we go from jewelry and loans and pawns to solar?
Or is it a totally separate business or what?
It's definitely totally separate.
Do you guys take up the second and third floor?
Well, at one point we did, but now we're expanding so fast.
Jay's really curious about that second
that
floor.
We're definitely getting more room.
I'm gonna have to come and get a tour. Man.
I'll give you a tour.
There you go.
All right,
cool.
By.
So suspicious. So Reno Solar got born out of the pandemic. What happened was Jory's businesses were person to person. And when they got closed, Jory has a heart of gold and was like, I still need to find a business that I can get my employees an income back. So he did some research and really found that a locally owned solar company was absolutely needed in Reno. And so he hired all of his employees back and started Reno Solar.
We have quite a few now solar companies, right?
Yes, but they're not locally owned.
That's correct.
So a lot of them, we've got a lot of them are out of Texas, out of Utah, out of California. Okay. So we are one of the only locally owned and operated solar companies here.
I know people with solar, some are happy with it. They see power bills that are like $25 a month. Other people say that if you do the math, it doesn't pay off for like 20 years. Then you make up the cost of having the solar. Now, there are some other benefits. I guess if you get a solar set up at your house, you might command a bigger price when you sell the house. And that's something to consider.
Absolutely.
What can you say about the mathematics of it?
So it's pretty good. I mean, solar on your house will add equity. But the real key thing with solar is you already pay for your power. And it's pretty much you rent your power from NV Energy. Everyone in the state of Nevada does.
Right.
Solar gives you an asset. And so you stop paying NV Energies and you start paying your solar. So when people says, oh, it doesn't pay off for 20 years, you're already going to pay for power anyways. At least now you're buying yourself an asset. And the 20 years is kind of false. I've got people that are making it in 6 years. Like they're seeing the ROI in 6 years.
So they're just looking at the cost of the system and figuring out how many years they pay it off without considering the fact that they would otherwise pay around $100 a month for NV Energy like I am. Jay, what's your bill like?
I pay about $80 a month.
So,
but I'm also in an apartment.
Yes. And so that's the...
We can't get solar there.
No. So one of the things, you have to own your own home to get solar. We can put them on apartment complexes, but we have to talk to the whole apartment complex. But the thing with solar, I mean, you lock in your price. So once you sign the contract, you lock it in for 25 years. Well, I don't know if you guys know this, but today, NV Energy is raising your rates by over 5% on your power bill.
Yeah, it's going to be 8%, I think, for some customers.
In January, it's going to go up by another over 8% in January.
Again?
They've applied for another 20% raise of their power rates. So if you own your home, now is the time to put on solar. The federal government's giving you 30% off.
Is that going to last, though?
So, the federal government just passed the bill. It should last till 2030.
Right.
It's all in this green power energy bill that they just passed.
Well, with the world heating up, you know, and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Well, and that's exactly it. I mean, you're going to get an asset. We have to have power, and power demands are going up. People are buying electric cars. Well, that takes your bill up $25 to $30. If you want a hot tub, same thing, $20 to $30. These things that are the creature comforts that you need, this is what solar's built for.
Has the technology improved?
Yes. Yeah, so the panels are really top of line now. I mean, they are, it's really hard to get much more value out of them. Okay. There's some things that people always talk about, like the batteries, the wall batteries. That technology is still a couple years away to where you get down to costs and be effective.
So what manufacturer do you deal with? And not Tesla, I assume, right?
Not Tesla. It's one of our manufacturers. We use a rec panel. It's out of Norway, and it's a tier one product. So it's
because
really
I hear
high-end.
A few nightmare stories about Tesla.
Yes,
they'll install the battery and everything like that, but you cannot get them to get off the chair to get it permitted and all that. I know a lot of people very frustrated with.
Yeah, Tesla. So that's actually one of my biggest. Things I give people complaining about is customer service, which is actually great for us since we're locally owned. Mm-hmm. We live here, we play here. I mean, you call us, you get us. There's no phone trees. There's nothing like that. I've had people. I mean, you'll get us within a couple hours.
So you're not going to talk to that same person that keeps calling John about his car warranty?
No,
in the Philippines.
No.
How new are you guys at Reno Solar? When did you start this?
So it was born out of the pandemic. So right there in 2020, 2019 is when he was starting it.
All right.
And picking up and going. We are in second place already in the market.
I got to ask you, let me ask you about this, though. Can you sell your energy back to NV Energy?
Yes.
I've heard this.
So what NV Energy did is it's called net metering. And it's kind of you're selling your energy to NV Energy.
Okay.
And then they give you credit for what you gave them. And then they take your energy and they...
How long does it take? Like, let's say today I ask Reno Solar to come and install. Here it is, September the 24th or whatever.
October 1st.
Is it October
1st? October 1st,
it's
okay.
I'm a week off.
Rich Van Winkle.
Is it October? It is October 1st.
October 1st. Right, man, it's October. Okay. Let's do this.
Man, I'm sorry. I guess I'm just completely off today. But anyways, that being said... Yeah. No, it was not.
Didn't get much sleep, maybe a little bit.
It's more so my kid. And yes, I got lots of the most comforting sleep I've had in months. Thank you, John. but no, seriously, like how long would it take for someone, let's say October 1st, you come, you install. When am I going to see some sort of a kickback possibly? Like how long does that take? Because I'm sure people are wondering things like that. Like, you know, when you sign up for solar,
sure.
How long before you see a kickback or something?
So if you said that you got installed today on the October 1st, the way it works is you get no bill for 2 months. And why that happens is we let you build your solar credits. So then you're going to be giving all your energy to NV Energy.
Okay.
So when you start to use your power back in January is when you kick back in, you have your credits to wipe out your power bill with NV Energy and you just pay your solar bill then.
Oh, wow.
So that's how it goes. And it's just pretty much a bill swap. You stop paying your NV Energy power bill and you pay solar at a fixed price that never raises, while NV Energy is going to raise it 5% today and another 8% over January.
Is it somewhat comparable? I mean, like what would the average cost for someone that gets solar be, like that's going to run a 3-bedroom home?
Gotcha. So it's really customized to you. My job as the solar tech is to pretty much give you a break even. If you have a $100 power bill right now, I'm going to try to build you a solar at $100.
Oh, wow.
I want to go even to the best of our ability. Now, of course, I can sometimes go a little bit higher or I can sometimes go a little bit lower.
Right.
The good thing is if I go a little bit higher, you will always be caught up by paying the increased raise.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's really like a mathematical thing here. It's like buying a house. You got to sit down and think about the pros and cons and how much everything costs and what you can kick back on whatnot. So, and of course, it's very green to use solar power.
Very green.
You know, and do people have to worry about solar flares or anything like that?
No. It's super. The panels our warranty is 25 years. The panels last for 40.
Okay.
And the cons really aren't there anymore. We sell the systems, nothing's leased. And nice. If you, it's pretty much you own your house, you should put solar.
Might be the greenest thing you can do. I know a guy who put up a big windmill and his neighbors were just up in arms. And nobody really cares if you put the solar panels on the roof, though.
But they care if you put a shed in your yard.
Yeah, well, exactly right.
That's another story.
Yeah, that's another story for John. He's been having his own issues. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe avoid the personal windmills. Talk to Aaron and Steve about getting some solar. How about that?
Yeah,
how would they reach you as far as Reno Solar? Do you have a website or something like that?
Yeah, so it's renosolar.org. They've got our numbers in there. You can call set up an appointment.
.org?
.org, yeah.
That's a nonprofit.
That's what it used to be, but the rules for the internet had changed.
So now, that's impressive. Okay, renosolar.org.
Yep. Correct.
All right, and Palace Jewelry and Loan.
Do you have a .com?
That is a .com.
Oh, that is
that's a .com.
That's still a .com.
That is a .com.
You guys, right. You're awesome. Tell Jory I said hi. And
and producer Craig said you guys sell artificial limbs too down there.
Depends.
Really?
I think we're out of stock on that at the moment.
Yeah. Exactly,
or, well, right? You guys get them in. They're out of stock maybe right
now. No, you do not get those.
Okay. Well, hey, there you go, Craig. You got your answer on that. Either way, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's live and local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. It has been a fun morning, to say the least, so far, John.
I'd like to open up the phones instead of just the guys in the studio yakking. Our phone number here is 775-884-9910. In your opinion, what is Reno or Carson City or Carson Valley? What is your area missing? What does our area lack that the public would support? You had an answer right off.
Golden Corral, but that's only me. But what, you know what?
I don't
know if it would survive here just because there's buffets at the casinos. So I don't know if it
not,
would.
Not as many anymore. We only have three now. We're down to Sands, Atlantis, and GSR.
The Sands has a buffet?
Yeah.
What?
And it's also the least expensive.
What?
Well, Blake knows. He's nodding his head. Were you?
That is correct. But we are also being graced with a Cracker Barrel next year.
Yes, they started.
That's not a buffet. Right. However, still some good food.
And there's going to be a
they
Fifth
just started
and Vine.
Building.
Fifth and Vine, yes.
Oh,
it's going to be great.
Oh, that's right. We're going to, yeah, it's over by the new In-N-Out.
Where the old O'Reilly's Auto Parts marketing. Was. Or Grand Auto was.
That's already a heck of a traffic lockdown because of In-N-Out and Starbucks being there at that corner. It's not like the old Q and Cushion days.
Oh, boy.
I mean,
man.
Once they put the Cracker Barrel in there, too, and it's so close to 80, the on-ramp.
It's very
How do
close,
you pull
yes.
out from the place?
Yeah, it's a good question. Well, you know that block
the
is
the city
yeah,
says yes to everything, don't
between
they?
Starbucks and the In-N-Out. Yeah, I don't know how traffic is flowing smoothly through right. that area.
Well, okay,
we
so
we got Blake Gunther in the studio with us too, by the way. He's our account executive here at 99.1 FM Talk.
So thank we're you. Getting a Cracker Barrel. We're getting a Panera Bread, another one, even though the tiny one is at UNR. It's not really a Panera Bread. Jay says he wants a Golden Corral. I'm more of a Waffle House guy. You see?
Scattered
Waffle House would do great
dice.
Here.
They would do astronomical, I feel.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. They would
100% agree. Yes.
They would kick it.
It would be the only 24-hour restaurant left in town, if that was the case, it seems like.
I think, well, you got the Calneva. The cafe up there is 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they brought back Denny's 24 hours at Plum in Harvard. That used to be the big 24-hour place to go.
Right.
Is Gold and Silver 24 hours?
It used to be. If it's not, man, that is the place. When I think of Reno, that's the first place I ate when I came to town. Someone
well, you only
Gold
got a
Silver.
Couple of more months to go there because they are going to – it's up for sale.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we ought to get them on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, I know the Sands bought, whoever owns the Sands, they bought a lot of stuff.
Jacobs Entertainment.
Right. So that whole lot going south of the, or going west of the Sands there is completely bought. Because there used to be a car repair place, and it was right next to the Chevron gas station that's across the street from the Gold and Silver. And that got tore down, and that was bought by the Sands. So that's a whole other project. So I can imagine the Sands probably is involved in all that. Who knows?
Okay, so we only got three buffets in town. I don't know. We haven't included the Chinese restaurant there at Kitski.
Is it 24 hours?
No, it isn't. But you said there are buffets in town. I don't know if we can include that place.
The King Buffet?
That doesn't count?
No.
No? Boy, you have high standards. Look at the
my
fancy man.
My standard is when I go to the place, the King Buffet, and well, I'm sorry. It's like you meet the people at the front of the place, and you're like, okay, this authentic Asian place. And then you hear everybody bringing the food from out the back, and all you hear is boom, 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 coming out of the kitchen. And you're like, I'm sorry, this isn't authentic Chinese food anymore.
All right, Mr. Fancy
there's,
Pants.
There's another place. Everybody remember the Mel's Diner on Demonte Ranch Parkway there at the freeway? That is now a Huckleberry's. And that is
which
my
is good.
New favorite place to go. Granted, it's only breakfast
and lunch.
They have
fried green tomatoes.
Yeah. Oh, my. I'll
somebody
leave here, and before
that.
They close, I'll be at there having lunch before I get home. Almost every Saturday.
It's that much better than, say, Pegs or something like that? Really? I will check that out.
It's a different try. They have a Cajun twist on their stuff there at Huckleberry's. Am I right?
That is correct.
Yeah,
and their portion Cajun sizes season. Are what the old... Oh, this is hurts me to say this. Their portion sizes are as big as you were getting at Claim Jumpers before they closed. They're huge.
Oh, yes. That's right. And you know, I kind of like Black Bear Diner. For that reason. Black
yep.
Bear
I do, too. I don't
portions.
Know why some people turn their nose up at that. Yeah. Anyway, in your opinion, what is Reno or where you live? What is that area missing? We got Waffle House. We got
Golden Corral.
And Blake, what did you say?
Oh,
More gun stores.
Well,
apparently.
All right. So
I'm
call
all about
now.
Attractions.
Call now. Once again, our phone number is 775-884-9910. We'll be back in a few minutes. Going to break for Fox News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's live and local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. And John, we are live in the studio this morning. We have had a bunch of fun guests and fun times and fun talks
Well,
so far. What
right now, we're
talk about?
Asking for callers 775-884-9910. Blake's in the studio too. In your opinion, what is Reno missing? What does our area lack that the public would support?
And you know what? Looks like we do have a caller.
All right, let's go to the phone.
Yeah, Josh is live on the air with us. Good morning, Josh. What do you think that Reno's missing and it needs?
Hey, good morning, guys. I was just listening to your program, and everybody's talking about, you know, restaurants and food and that sort of thing. Well, I just happened to be driving by Wild Creek Golf Course thinking that it would be really neat if they lit that up so we could have night golf, especially since we have a lot of casino workers that, you know, maybe not 24 hours, but how about we light up the executive course and keep it open until midnight or so?
Now, we used to have that twilight golfing over at Hidden Valley, right? That used to happen, but I don't think we have that anymore.
I didn't know anything about that. I just know in some places in California, of course, it doesn't snow there like it does here. But I think it would be really cool if we had that. I mean, we have the driving range at the GSR, and I think that would be pretty neat if they did something like that.
Just put the lights up and have night golfing.
Yeah.
Okay. Good tip, my friend.
Yeah. Actually, that is a good idea. Well, thank you very much, Josh, for that opinion. And you know what?
If they did that, I used to live across the street from Wild Creek Golf Course. I was right there at North McCarran, and that is a real beer golf course. I can't tell you how many golf carts I saw with a 24 can package strapped in the back.
Yeah, ready to roll.
Can you imagine what it would be like at night? I mean, really, that might be an attraction. All right, we have three calls. Folks could not wait because we had a 5-minute break, but somebody called up and said, we need a sweet tomatoes. Now, that's one of those all salad bars. Like, we used to have it in Reno. I think it was called the Soup Exchange. And it's no meat, but the salad bar is like 100 feet long.
You know, speaking of salad
Vegas bars, has a sweet tomatoes, they said.
We should talk about this one. And even though it's not a buffet, it's kind of like a small buffet. The salad bar is at the Sizzler over in Sparks.
Oh, I forgot that about place. That. Okay.
They have that Texas toast, that cheese toast they bring out. And then they have that little salad bar. But it's got like Mexican food. It's got hot wings. It's got, you know, Italian.
It's I hate addicting. To sound this way, but it's addicting, yes, but there's one catch to it. It's got a lot of kids.
The Sizzler?
Yeah, and they go crazy. As a matter of fact, Sizzler even promoted special kids bar just for kids. It's got this ice cream
that's
and all these
toppings.
That's
why the ice cream bar is like 4 feet tall. That makes sense to me now because I always
like
have to bend over.
It's like a restaurant in a child care center. I don't want to sound anti-kid. I love kids, but it's out of hand. We also had somebody call up, in your opinion, what is Reno missing? They had one word, Republicans. Okay. and one good, clean, smoke-free casino with good air circulation. There are plenty of us who like to gamble and don't care for smoke. Well, yeah, smokers have plenty of choices already. You know?
That's true. Yeah.
Let the hate begin from the pot smokers now.
Zip.
No, Jay, we're looking
what?
At you.
No. What are you talking about?
775-884-9910. I'll say we could use some better public transportation. There are sometimes I'm on that bus where I think if I had walked, I would have gotten there quicker.
No way.
Well, because certain routes, they make it a point to go past big apartment complexes.
Mm-hmm.
And so the route is never really straight. It just goes around in squares and this down this street and this street.
So whereas if you just would have took a straight shot up a street, you'd be there quicker.
Yeah. Now, particularly the bus route that goes by Livestock Event Center. I was trapped in that bus once.
Trapped?
Well, it seemed like that.
Oh, no.
It was not a straight line. And more police presence. You know, 20 years ago in Reno, they were all around, even on the bikes. Remember the Reno police had a bike crew? And I haven't seen that for a long time.
Well, they're so
Jay,
far
get off
under
the phone with the, your
crazy. You
let me tell you what's going on.
Are you talking bicycles?
Yes, they had a bicycle contingent.
I've seen them this summer, I thought.
I haven't seen one for years. Yes,
I know you just said get off the phone. Let me tell you what's been going on this morning. And what? Tell me you wouldn't be upset, just because we got a little bit of time to talk here. My kid, and Blake, you have a kid. So this will. Yes, you have a kid, well, just like me. All right, my 16-year-old daughter went to her aunt and uncle's house last night.
Uh-huh.
I got a call at 8 o'clock, right before we go on the air, that she has strep throat, they think. So I tell them, I say, all right, well, you can bring her home. Or you can wait until I'm off the air at noon, and I'll come and get her. So what did they do? Well, they drove her up to Reno, to our house in South Reno, dropped her off at the door. The brother's not there. She didn't take her key like I've told her to always take.
Mm-hmm.
The brother's not home. The neighbor's not answering the phone. The aunt just dropped her at the door. So now my 16-year-old daughter, who has strep throat, needs the ER, is locked out of a house, doesn't have a phone to call me. And
do you have to go?
Well, no, what do you do? You know,
well, I'm being honest. If you have to go, should go.
No, this should have been handled. Let's just say I'm a little distracted by the fact that my daughter knows she's 16. She should always have a key.
Always have a key.
Always have a key. There is no, even if you just take the trash outside, you have a key. And then on top of that, for whatever reason, I texted the aunt and her both, hey, your brother's not home. You don't have a key or a way in. Neither of them looked. And it's just been, since then, it's just been nonstop since 8 o'clock this
morning
trying to figure out.
I forget sometimes how hard it is for parents. Let's go to the phones if we can.
We will hear in a moment. 775-884-9910. When we have a caller in the queue, we will get them on the air here. But if you have an opinion on any of these things we're talking about this morning, we would love to hear it, even if it's about my kid and its strep throat.
Or what is Reno missing? Let me offer another one. Customer service.
Bam!
There you go.
Oh,
well, that's all over.
Whatever happened to customer service?
Yeah, actually, good question. Well, and it's all in the Philippines now.
And you mentioned Crystals earlier.
Crystals, the burger place?
God. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Tennessee there.
Yeah, comparable to White Castle. But I feel like that little pickle and the way they do their mustard, it hits different. I can't explain it.
Because you're a Tennessee boy. It's like people from... I still can't figure out the In-N-Out craze.
Well, you talk to Texas people, they'll go on and on about Whataburger. Whataburger.
Who cares? Like,
but you know what? Hold on a minute. For all the Texas people love their Whataburger. Here's the weirdest thing I found, and I think I even alluded to this before, but me and my buddy went to Texas for WrestleMania a couple years ago. And while we're there, we wanted to go get a good Texas steak, Texas Steakhouse steak. They sent us to the Texas Roadhouse.
Get out of here.
I'm not joking.
What's wrong with Texas Roadhouse?
Nothing's wrong with the Texas Roadhouse, but I figured there would be some place there called John's Steakhouse that's oh man, it's the best. They get
not like a chain there.
Or Austin City Barbecue,
something to that
Jeremiah's
effect.
Jeremiah's Steakhouse.
Jeremiah.
Yeah. Ruth Chris even. I mean, come on. hook it up. But no, they sent me to Texas Roadhouse in Dallas.
You were such a snob. Honestly.
Maybe I am.
It must be nice being
so
pampered.
I like Texas Roadhouse. Although somebody told me they stopped doing the peanuts. And if that's true, I'm never going back.
Well, peanuts have COVID, John.
Getting to throw the peanuts on the floor? Is that where you're...
Yeah, you can't do that anymore.
They used to do that at this place called Logan's back in Nashville, and people literally stopped going there because they could not throw their peanut shells on the floor. It was part of the experience.
Listen, I'm with that group right there. We used to have the ground round. You could do that. Is the place on Virginia across from the Pepper Mill? I heard they stopped doing it too.
The steakhouse. I know what you're talking
about. The building that used to be the Reno Sizzler.
Ruby River. The Ruby River, now the Reno.
Ruby River, that's it.
So you got that. And, man.
All right.
There we go. All right, we do have a caller, Ron. He is on the line right now. And, Ron, thank you for joining us this morning. What is Reno missing exactly?
Yeah, guys, a race facility. You know, in Northern Nevada, the biggest thing is hot August nights, right? All about cars. So years ago, they planned something but never did it. But, Las Vegas does it all. They have a drag strip, circle tracks, and there's a lot of guys I know, and we're racers as well. We have to go clear to Fallon for it, and I know this would bring big money into town. So, they got lots of land out there, right?
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Top Gun, 95A Raceway, both those places definitely could use something closer to town here. I mean, we do have that Wild West place that's just east of town, but that's a big mud track, I believe, an off-road track. So, I actually absolutely agree with you, Ron. That would be smart. There's a lot of events that happen out there at Top Gun with those drags.
Oh, yeah, we love it. We love the promoters and all that, but it would just be nice to have a strip here because by the time you drive all the way out there and stuff and run your car, it takes some expense to do it, especially now with our low gas prices, right?
Mm-hmm. You're right. Thanks to President Biden.
Yeah. thank God.
But Ron, it could be worse. It could be. But Ron, what kind of car do you take out there to Top Gun?
We have an 85 Olds Cutlass with a supercharged 454 in it.
Oh my! Yeah, that sounds good. What do you race? What's your time on it?
No, it's running mid 11s, but of course we want to go faster.
Oh, that's
so
not bad
winter,
at all. Right.
No, it's not bad. It's a street car, too. So the thing is, a lot of the cars that are out there, they're fast, but you can't drive them around town and have fun, right? Or come to Hot August Nights and cruise through the Pepper Mill and all the rest of them, which, that we can't do. It's not old enough, but we still drive around town in it. And so, it causes a little trouble, but it's fun.
Right. As long as you're not throwing bleach under the wheels and spinning them, I guess, right? Like BC downtown.
No.
Oh, man.
Not at all. But a facility would be so cool. They did the bowling stadium, which is great, and the baseball is great. I love all that. It's just it's really something I think they're really missing out on here, especially with the car people around here. There's, as we all know, with Hot August Nights, there's so many people with cars.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Ron. It's one of the biggest events in the entire world with cars, and it happens right here. I guess it would make sense for us to do something a little bit closer than Fallon, especially for that drag. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much for your
Ron.
Call this morning, Ron. And, of course, we've got more time right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 to talk about this. So we encourage you to call 775-884-9910 when we get back from break.
Topic is... what is Reno missing, or where you are? What is that area missing? And it's weird. We're getting a pretty long list here. And I will forward it ASAP to the Reno City Council. I'm sure they'll
You're not going to send it
to work.
To Hillary Sheevy yourself?
Yes, I'll get to work on getting all these things here. What do we need? What is Reno missing? We got Republicans, customer service, a Waffle House, a Sweet Tomatoes, a Crystal's Burgers, a White Castle, better public transportation, more police presence, and let me add one good, clean, smoke-free casino with good air circulation, somebody said. All right. All lines are open. Give us a call. We'll be back on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
Local with John and Jay at 99.1 FM Talk. I'm John Potter with Jay Biggs, and let's run through these phone calls, though. We're all lined up here.
That's
lines
right.
are full.
All right, so Scott, let's go ahead and go live to Scott right now.
Topic is what's our area missing that you would like to see, Scott?
Well, my name's not Scott.
Oh, no. Well, what is your name? We've got you as Scott here on the screen. John and John and Sparks. Okay.
No, Northwest Reno, but that's not important right now. Do you remember the old Hofbräu on Center Street where they'd have the roast beef and they ask you how thick you wanted it and you get the turkey and dressing year round? Little waiter with a bow tie and a red mess jacket would carry your tray to your table. Does Reno have a Hofbräu?
You're going way back, my friend.
Oh, my gosh.
My gosh. Well, we had the closest thing to that, of course, the German Hofbräu, which we used to have way down, what was that, on Center Street? And it's been there forever and ever. But I heard they recently closed, which is a darn shame. But you want to bring it back, huh?
Yeah, we used to go to lunch there. We'd sneak out. Bavarian. To work at the newspaper. Yeah, Bavarian World. And we'd go over there.
Bavarian.
Eat lunch. Yeah, and drink about 1,000 Spaten beers. And then tell them
you listen to Oopa bands.
We were working in the field. Well,
excellent
suggestion,
sir.
We had one. Okay, bye.
Thanks for calling. Take care.
All right. Well, let's hopefully get this next caller right. I'm assuming it's going to be Rich. Rich, are you with us this morning? Oh, actually, okay,
it's
now
John
we're going
from
to...
Sparks.
All right. We'll get you. See, you know what it is, John? I'll just be honest with you here, buddy. We're so not used to having callers that we're just getting things so confused because we've got three in a row. So, John, tell us what you think we're missing right here in Reno or Sparks.
Well, I think in Reno, you're missing more Sparks. That's what you're missing.
There you go.
Small town feel of Sparks. More Ruby.
Well, there was enough Sparks going on in Reno. We had wedding chapels.
Right.
You know, he's got a point, though.
It's not as good as Sparks. Also, I think Reno needs a little bit more of Douglas County in it.
All right, sir. That's a good point. Thank you so much. I got to mention, as we go to our next call, I noticed, have you ever driven down 4th Street and you see what the mess it's become on East 4th? You get into Sparks and suddenly it's very clean. You go down from Victorian Square off toward McCarran, spotless.
Yeah.
I got to give Sparks credit for that.
Well, they've done a lot, even with, like let's say, Prater and whatnot, too. All right, we do have Rich on the line. Rich, welcome to Live and Local with John and Jay.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for calling. Like your show. last couple of weeks, we had a real estate guy. I wanted to make a point about real estate. It's on a downward trend, obviously. It's this downward trend is not going to stop. I'm not a realtor. I have some real estate holdings, though. If you want to sell your real estate this month, this quarter, you need to price your real estate what it would be worth in 3 to 6 months, because everybody knows it's going down. And if you want to sell it now, you got to price it for the future.
Well, you seem pretty certain of that. Things can turn around. It's like I said earlier, the stock market. Who can predict?
Well,
you're certain about the next 6 months, though, huh?
Yeah, pretty. This is Biden's recession. He finally got what he deserves, and we got to live through it. It's going to be going down for a while. Anyway, that's my all take. Right. Love your show.
Thank
Keep
you.
It up. Talk to you again. Bye bye.
Bye. Well, I don't think he did it on purpose, but it was pure incompetence that led us to this, I guess, recession. The fact that Janet Yellen last year said this inflation was but a blip and not to worry about it, and I knew right then and there, how wrong can you be? People in government, they just have no experience, really, with the economy. And to have true experience with the economy, you have to have a business career and deal with money.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. But not everybody does, John. All right. I hear the noise. That means that we've got just a few more seconds before we go. But we're going to be back next hour. We've got all sorts of good stuff going on, including Catherine Kelly from the iSchool in Carson City on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.